50 years ago this month, two comic book artists, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, introduced the Incredible Hulk to the world. For those who are not up on their superheroes, the Hulk is the volatile alter ego of Dr. Bruce Banner, a physicist who was inadvertently exposed to radiation. As a result, whenever Dr. Banner gets angry or upset, he transforms into a giant, raging green monster capable of stunning feats of strength. In the late 1970s, the Hulk got his own television show on CBS, although he was known as David Banner, not Bruce.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry.
That television series ended in 1982, but the Hulk starred in several made-for-TV movies and in an animated cartoon. He also appeared on the silver screen, most recently in this year's blockbuster hit, The Avengers.
I have an army.
We have a Hulk.
50 years old and still going strong. You better wish him a happy birthday. Otherwise, he might get angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well put, Dr. Banner. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montagne.